Hi, I'm Andrew, an entrepreneur and a computer science student.
Hi, I'm Raveen, a psychology major student.
And you're now listening to the InkThoughts podcast, where we ponder and talk about incongruous thoughts ranging from our daily life to the human mind.
Hello everyone, welcome back to another episode of InkThoughts podcast. And Happy New Year to everyone. Today I'm going to talk about something that you can see from the topic itself. I'm probably a bit late to the party, but better late than never, right? So, as you can see, today we're going to talk about resetting or restarting a new year. Let's start with resetting the year first. I guess one important component that we should really include when we are trying to, reset a year would probably be to reflect on the past year. I'll be using the prompt of what are my three biggest achievements of the year to conclude my year then. I guess firstly, if some of you have been listening, have been following our podcast all this while, you may have known that I've completed my master's degree in mental health in the UK. I've been dreaming of studying abroad in the past for many years, and I'll say I'm really fortunate that I'm able to, turn dreams into reality. And like I mentioned in one of the episode, earlier episode, I'm really thankful, and I really have to thank Andrew and my family for all the support throughout the journey. And most importantly, I think it really makes me feel like hard work paid off, and it makes me feel good and fulfilled as well. I'm satisfied with my results where I graduated with distinction. Yay! And I remembered those stressful times and moments trying to work as hard as I could to achieve what I really want to. But with the right methods and hard work, you'll be able to achieve things that you want to, which is, I guess, one of the key thing that I get through the whole 1 year experience of studying in the UK as an international student as well. So moving on to the next thing, I'll say it's about securing a job in the UK. To be fair, my current job is not something that is my ultimate career goal. And it is not the job that I wanted the most all this while as well. And honestly, I don't even know that this job exists before I try applying for jobs in the UK and, learning a bit more about the healthcare system here. Of course, it works differently in every country, and hence that's how I found out about my job. But anyway, I'm so glad that I've secured myself a job, and now that I'm working, it really feels different that I'm now able to support myself, my life, with my own earnings again. Because before I came to UK, I worked for a year in Malaysia. And of course, with a visa, valid visa to continue staying in the UK as well, it really makes you feel different. And of course, with all this, it makes you feel more, your sense of security increases. And so you feel not just good about yourself, but also feel more stable in general. Because everything is pretty much kind of settled, at least for now. Thirdly, I'll say I'm glad that I've started doing more sports, such as for example, first thing is bouldering. I've never thought that I'll be interested or enjoy this much in it since I'm really, really afraid of heights. But through the whole weekly bouldering session with Andrew and some of our friends, though nowadays it's mainly just both of us, and especially after I started working, sometimes I can't even make it as well. It's just Andrew. I'll say I've developed my interest in it. It gives me a sense of satisfaction and achievement when I'm able to complete certain climbs, and slowly upgrading my level to, challenge myself doing some of the more challenging climbs as well. I've also finally started running on my own. I don't know why previously, it just never occurred to me that, I could just go and run on my own outside. I guess one thing could be I'm not very good with direction and route planning. And so, but I'm glad that I've started doing it now. And now recently, recently I've also completed like 10km to 12km run with Andrew, which is something that I'm really happy and proud of. Yeah. And I've also went swimming even in such, you know, cold weather. Of course, it is a heated pool and it's indoor, but still, the water is not like, you know, hot water or hot spring water. It's somehow still a bit cold if you don't move. Yeah. Of course, when you're swimming, you're actually exercising and moving, your body will be heated up. But if you don't, after staying in the pool for a little longer, you still feel cold. Yeah, but the thing is, although it's like heated and everything and the environment is quite good as well, sometimes, you know, thinking about waking up early in the morning and go out in such a cold weather with strong wind, you don't feel like going out and travel all the way to a leisure center just to swim. But having someone to do it with, like for me, doing it with Andrew and a few of our friends, it makes it all different. Yeah, it makes it more fun and interesting to do it as well. And I'll actually look forward to doing it every week. Of course, now that my work, sometimes I have to work on the weekends, I probably couldn't make it every single week. But previously, since we started, we actually doing it every week. Yeah. And we usually finish off our swimming session with a sauna session at the same leisure center, which is very relaxing. And it feels good after, you know, sweating out and having a very relaxing session, and also a very chilling one, because we're just there sitting and chilling and talking with our friends, sharing our thoughts and stuff. Yeah. So in general, I'll say the third achievement is me being able to explore more sports and do them consistently. Yeah. Now, moving on to the restarting a new year. It has been a few years that I don't really set New Year resolutions for myself. It used to be a thing that I'll do every year when I was younger, probably during my teenagers' years. I was very into it back then. Yeah. But slowly I stopped doing that. I slowly tried to, like, you know, figure out why is it so. Although it's not necessary that I have to have one, just that I'm just curious, like, why. I've encountered this explanation, which I think I agree with, and I think it explains why I stopped doing so. So most of the time, especially like when we try to set New Year resolution, it's a year-long thing, and a lot of the time we lost track in the middle of the year and after a few months. Hence, we then forget about it, and because we forget about it, we don't hold ourselves accountable for that. And probably after a year, you suddenly notice that, oh no, I didn't achieve my new year resolution. There's no point of me doing that. Yeah. And sometimes even if you don't think it this way, unconsciously, our mind will stop believing ourselves in being able to achieve things like this. And so it just stops you from, you know, setting it. You just feel no point of doing it. But anyhow, we all know that setting goals are still important, especially if we have something in mind that we want to achieve. So I've encountered this idea which I think could be very helpful, which is to set quarter goals instead of a year-long New Year resolution. I've listed a few things which I'll share with you shortly for my own quarter goals. Yeah. So firstly, I wanted to be more confident in myself, as in working more on my speaking volume and the languages that I use. I'll have to monitor it and reflect on it like regularly, so I get to constantly improve myself on this. I guess the way a person speaks affects how we see the person as well, and it will then reflect back on how we feel about ourselves too. So it's like a cycle thing. If we don't do it, if I don't speak confidently, it kind of gives a sense to my brain that, yeah, I'm not confident, and slowly it becomes a cycle that keeps on going, which is not something that I want. Yeah, I really want to change this. Yeah. And next thing is my personal growth in terms of learning a more professional related knowledge about my career, so when the opportunity comes, I could grab it. And of course, learning more about it definitely could help with my current role as well. I could do some short online courses and read relevant information to build up the knowledge, especially on my off days. Yeah. Also, reading more in general. I do find reading a very calming activity to do, and getting the connection between you and the author itself, especially on certain points that you could really relate to, is actually amazing. Yeah, and sometimes it helps you in solving some of the difficulties, I mean difficult life questions that you've been questioning yourself about too. You just suddenly find the answer in the book out of nowhere sometimes. Yeah, it's really works magically, I say. Yeah, of course, I also do hope that I could continue growing this podcast channel and share more of my thoughts and opinions about different things. So if you do have any, you know, things that you like to hear about or you like me to discuss about, feel free to comment down below. I'll make sure to, you know, check it out. Yeah. Last but not least, one of my quarter goals is to live a happy life. Sometimes you just care too much about things that actually don't matter much in our life. For example, like how others see us, how others judge us. Are all this even that important? Most of the time, no. Yeah. You be you as long as you know what you're doing. Also, treat ourselves with kindness. Sometimes we could be overly critical towards ourselves. If we achieve something or if it's within our budget, reward ourselves with the small things that we like. My target is to do at least one thing that will make me happy each week. Yeah. So I guess that's it about, like, you know, resetting and restarting a new year from me. Do share with me what's your thoughts on resetting and restarting a new year. And if you do have any new year resolutions or quarter goals, yeah, feel free to comment down below and share with me. I'll see you guys next week. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the podcast. If you enjoyed, do share with your friends and family and leave us a review on the Apple Podcast. If you are not using an Apple device, you can leave a review on the Apple Podcast website with the link in the show notes. If you have any feedback or thoughts which you hope that we'll discuss in the future, feel free to email them to us at hello@inkthoughts.com, or alternatively, you can send us a private message on our Facebook, Instagram or Twitter with the username of inkthoughtspod. Thanks again, and see you all next week. Bye-bye.